And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Elizabeth Parks, the new Associate Director of University of Missouri's Clinical Research Center, a part of the MU Institute for Clinical and Translational Science. Often when people think of research, they imagine outcomes that are years away from affecting their daily lives. However, translational science brings ideas from the laboratory bench to the patient's bedside. Dr. Parks, can you provide some background on the Clinical Research Center and what makes it such a unique facility for MU?
The Clinical Research Center is a special unit. It's a research unit, and it looks like a hospital research unit, but it's actually in the School of Medicine. And it has private hospital rooms. It also has a metabolic kitchen, which is a special kind of kitchen that it's got formal scales to weigh food and measure food out precisely. And then there's an exercise testing facility where we can do exercise treadmill tests for research purposes as well.
What are some of the current research projects being conducted in the Clinical Research Center?
Well, we have both pharmaceutical studies, which are called Phase 1 and Phase 2. These are studies where a drug with promise that's been shown to be safe in humans is now being used to measure the dose effects, for instance. And then we also have studies that are sponsored by the American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, the National Institutes of Health. So the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, is a federal body that funds basic research in human subjects.
Part of translational science is reaching across from different departments and different areas of research. How important is it to have these different schools and colleges on the same campus so that these ideas can be cross-pollinated?
Yeah, and that's one characteristic that really makes MU unique, and it's one of the reasons I came here to do research, is because we can look at the effects, let's say, of different diets in different animals, because we have medicine, we have the vet school, we have a department of nutrition and exercise physiology. We have all of those together. And I think it's really important to think about how research has changed over the last 40 years. I'm a biochemist in nutrition. I study the effect of diet. And 40 years ago, there were still compounds like vitamins being discovered in the diet. And they might be discovered by an individual scientist working in a laboratory. And the time for that kind of research is over. These days, most of the research gains that we're going to make we're going to make by working as a team and measuring the effects of, for instance, exercise on sleep patterns or the effect of diet on diabetes risk. So you've got both a nutritionist, in that last case, you've got a nutritionist and a physician, a diabetologist, working together. The collaborative environment of MU, the fact that all these facilities are here, there's a lot of promise for success.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM. We're discussing translational research and how it impacts patient care. Dr. Parks, as you mentioned, you're a researcher. Tell me a little bit more about the research that you conduct.
We've just finished a very large study in individuals who are overweight and have a condition called fatty liver disease. And this is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's a risk in diabetes and for individuals that are overweight. We studied differences between people who are overweight and don't have fatty liver, that's fat stored in the liver, and then other patients who do have fatty liver. And so some people are really at risk for having fat be stored in their liver, and this can cause diabetes. And so one of the things we were interested in is how the parts of their diet were being used in their bodies. And a publication that we just had last month showed that dietary sugars, those are the sugars that come in through soda, cakes, cookies, that component of the diet is a big risk for people who are overweight and predisposed to diabetes in their family. And so that finding is already changing the way fatty liver disease is treated in the diabetes clinic, and reducing extra dietary sugars, reducing carbohydrate intake, is a strategy that's really being used. So you can see the translation from us doing a study in the Clinical Research Center and then that immediately being used as advice in the clinic.
What process do you use to determine our bodies are processing the foods that we eat?
We use a unique set of molecules. They're natural molecules. We can buy one that's a fat, we can buy a sugar, and we buy those molecules, put them into food, and they're normally processed. And then when we can draw blood from someone and we can tell, are they storing that fat that we fed them or are they burning the fat? Why some people are predisposed to store fat more than others and why some of us are more at risk for weight gain than others.
Once you determine how a person is storing the fat and how that's affecting their body in terms of like comorbid conditions such as diabetes, what then do you do to reverse those effects?
In the project we just finished, after we determined that it was sugar intake that was most contributing to fatty liver disease, we put those patients on a 6-month weight loss program, and we specifically targeted limiting extra added sugars in the diet. The majority of those patients lost 10, 20, 30 pounds, and their fatty liver completely went away. And by targeting that risk, that specific dietary component that they're at risk for, we got much faster weight loss and much better improvement in their diabetes risk. This is one strategy we use to help patients lose weight, is to get them to limit the amount of calories that they take in after 7 o'clock at night. And we all know how hard it is. I mean, you can sit in front of the TV and watch the news, and that extra bowl of ice cream or those extra chips that come in that late, just to be reminded that those calories are coming in right at the time when the body is absolutely geared to put them on and store them as fat. So you really want to have a good, strong breakfast, good lunch, and then lighten up with the calories as the day goes on.
Are there any projects that you would like to see become a reality here at the Research Center?
The Diabetes Center here is a leader among diabetes research in terms of pharmaceuticals, and so some of those are will be investigated towards the end of the summer. We're starting up trials for that. I also think that continuing to understand individual risk to body weight gain and loss. Why is it that when some people exercise, they lose weight and other people don't? Why is it that some people, when they overeat, put on weight much easier than others? I think that personalized response to exercise and diet is something that's going to be very important to help people manage their lifetime risk of disease in the future.
I'd like to thank Dr. Parks for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.